Welcome to the 41st episode of Cutting Edge. I'm Landon Sturdivant, and for those of you who've been tuning in day out, your support means so much, and hopefully these episodes continue to be engaging, enjoyable, and valuable to you. Any feedback, insights, commentary, or suggestions for future episodes that you may have are greatly appreciated. Today, joining me from Lynnwood, Washington, is Yanni. Despite having dropped his first commercial release ever in August of this year, followed by his first EP on September 30th, Yanni has already gained a significant buzz in the Seattle area with his single Nah, already clocking in at nearly 5,000 streams so far, with its accompanying visual garnering 1,600 views to date. So without any further ado, please welcome one of the most important rising names in Seattle rap right now, Yanni. How's it going, man?
Golly, that was a crazy intro, bro. Oh my gosh, thank you. Appreciate it, man. I'm doing great now. That should give me a boost. Oh, am I allowed to curse on this?
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. You're good. You're good.
Crazy, bro. God damn.
I'm glad to hear that. I always try, man. So thank you for that. So I understand that you're from Lynnwood. Tell me a little bit about, growing up there, like what you appreciate about it and just kind of like what makes it different from Seattle from your perspective.
Yeah, damn, that's fire. I've never really had to explain that to somebody before. Yeah, Lynnwood, Washington, it's a little town like 10, 15 minutes out from Seattle. I mean, I was born in Seattle, but I lived there for about a year, and then we headed down here to Lynnwood. And yeah, I mean, it's been good. I've lived here my whole life. I've been around like pretty much I've lived in and around every part of it. So I've been up north, I've been central, and I currently am in South Lynnwood. So yeah, it's a very interesting place. It's like a mixing pot of a lot of different things. There's a lot of different cultures out here. I think there's a lot of like potential in terms of like, because I got a lot of friends growing up that were super like talented in a bunch of different things. Like mainly, I mean, growing up, I was really into basketball. So it was a lot of hoopers out here and everything. And it was I just think it's somewhere like that has a lot of people that are good at things, but they don't have like the resources to like get out there. So I've gotten a lot of like feedback from like people I grew up with that are like, yo, I mess with what you're doing for the city. Like it's really helping get like the name out there, because most people really aren't looking or like checking out for anything that's going on in Lynnwood. So it's really cool to be that person that's like, hey, I'm from here. That's the whole thing with the FTLA thing. It stands for my boy Dom. He came up with it. It stands for from the Lynnwood area, which I mean, it's not that crazy when you break it down, but it kind of holds a meaning of like, this is where I'm from, and this is what I've been able to do from the area that I'm from. So yeah, that's the first time I've ever had to explain Lynnwood to somebody. So if that was all over the place, apologies, but yeah.
No, exactly. No, I think that's actually super cool because, there's a lot of these cities just kind of around the Seattle area, which is kind of what I noticed. It's not just Seattle. It's like, you got Shoreline and
Yeah.
Lynnwood and Bellevue. And I mean, it's just, and they're all like kind of bringing their own sound and just bringing their own things to it. And it's really cool that you're like the guy from Lynnwood doing the thing right now. So I'd love to see it. And I know you said that before music, that you're really into basketball. So tell me, I mean, was that what you were passionate about? Like what were kind of your dreams before you started making music?
Oh man, I was definitely had high aspirations to be like in the NBA when I was younger. Like me and like one of my brothers, his name's Kenan, me and him were like, that was our thing growing up. Like we was hooping every day in elementary from like kindergarten to, I mean, how old I am now. It was like a real thing for us too at the time. And yeah, it definitely, I mean, even to this day, basketball, like not even just basketball, but like just sports in general, but like hooping for me is, other than music, it's definitely like that was definitely my first love. And it still is. And it's something that I use to like, even if I'm ever having a day where I'm just like tripping or whatever, I'll go outside and I'll shoot a little bit just to, chill out or whatever. It's that kind of thing for me at the point in my life now. 'Cause I mean, if I was like 6'5", I probably honestly would be like at a JUCO right now or something. I'm gonna be honest.
Oh
Like,
yeah.
that's yeah. So that's what basketball means for me.
Just kind of like an outlet. Just you kind of need those things in your life, the sort of therapeutic things that you can do, especially outside of what you do, like in music too. Like you need that extra therapy sort of.
Oh yeah, and since I've started like the last year of like really locking in on music, I've met so many like other people that are really good at different things, like photographers and videographers. And I found a lot of new things that are like my go-to when I don't feel like listening to an instrumental or like talking over a beat. Like I'm really into photos right now. And I met this dude named Matt Rigg, like probably 8 months ago, like last December. And he's been pretty much the main person I go to for any photography, for anything of mine. We're like really close now because he's been like a super influential person for me in like getting me into like locking in and like helping me with pretty much everything, like in terms of just how I present my brand or whatever. So he got me into saying all that to say he got me into like photos, and I like now have a film camera that I walk around with and take photos pretty much everywhere. And now that's also something I do when I don't want to like be into music or anything. So yeah, like you said though, it's really good to have those little things, and I'm glad that I have so many different options now of like things that I could do.
That's really, really cool. Yeah. What do you like about photography?
Man, everything. I mean, I'm really into like, it's gonna sound corny, but like art in general. Like I've really grown to appreciate like everything that is under that umbrella. And like when it comes to stuff like photos and videography and all that stuff, I just really am intrigued in all the little things that go into like, like I got a video out for Non, I'm using videography and I'm using photography to shoot the cover. I'm doing all these different things. And it's really interesting to see all of it, like how it all plays together. So that's totally not what you asked me, though. You asked me what the photography.
No, but you did answer that though,
I mean,
how you're into the arts and stuff. Yeah.
it's super interesting to like learn something new and then like get really into it, because that's what happens with me, is I learn something new and I like focus on that, hyper focus like crazy. So yeah, it's always fun to just experiment.
Yeah, absolutely. And when it comes to the visuals, I mean, I think that's just a huge part of just music and representing an artistic brand in general. And like so far you've got that nailed, and we'll get into that a little bit later. But like when it came to music, like about when did you start making music? And then was there a particular artist or artists? And then were there people in your lives that kind of inspired you to go down that path?
Yeah, it's a great question. I've always like growing up, I've always like had music as something that I was always into. Like it was always something that I was like interested in terms of like if it meant just like singing, when you by yourself, like something as small as that. You never really know what it could turn into, but it was never something that I was like, I think I'm gonna try this, until probably like maybe about like a year or two ago, when the main person that really got me to like lock in on it was one of my brothers. His name is Dominic Lawrence, saying your whole government. He plays, by the way, shout out to Dom. He plays for College of Syracuse, California. We California, well, check him out. He's a dog. Just got a big shout out there. But yeah, I'll never forget it, because he was the main person that like would always tell me like, there's no reason, like word for word, like he'd be like, there's no reason for you to be good at something and then to just not like pursue it. Like that was his big thing. And he was always like, I'm not just gonna let you waste your time. So he was always on my ass about like reaching out to people and just asking people like small shit, like, hey, you got a studio? I got a friend who make music, you should let him come through, blah blah blah, whoop de woo. He was really big on that. So he was pushing me. And last, I think the real shift though, and when I decided to actually pursue this, was I'm gonna be bringing up December a lot, because this is when a lot of things pretty much started. Like last December, I had met this guy named Evan George. I met him a little before December, met him probably like last summer. But he's a engineer, he's a producer. He worked out of this little studio in Linwood, funny enough. And he had hit me on Instagram because somebody that I had known at an old job I worked at told him that he had a friend that made music. And then he sent him my Instagram. And then Evan hits me. He says, "Hey, I heard you do this, blah, blah, blah. You should come through one of these days." And we link up. We make, I think, I don't even know. We might have made like 2-3 songs that day. But ever since then, he was super blown away by what we were able to make. And he was the main person to, like, to this day, the reason why I'm at where I'm at is because he was the one that, like, pretty much put all of his, like, faith into me. And, like, continuously, like, everywhere he'd go, he would be like, "Yeah, this dude, Yanni, I'm working with him. You need to listen to this. You need to come check us out." Because he pretty much put me on his back and just threw me at the door every single time. If there was something going on, he said, "Yanni, you got to go there. Yanni, there's an event happening. Get your ass over there. Yanni, there's this happening. Go over there." And he's the reason why I even got to, like, I think he's mainly the reason why I've met any of the people I've met today. I don't think we would be talking if I didn't meet Evan. he's like my Dr. Dre, to be honest. Like, that's what he has been to me. So I'd say he's definitely the main influence in terms of what's gotten me to, like, pursue this. Long-winded ass.
That's awesome. Dude, that's so cool. I think I saw that on your story the other day. Like, he was the guy that was, like, pushing you, like, the guy's committed to not skipping any steps. And I thought that was really cool. I always notice, like, when I interview, like, artists, that they've always got, like, one or two people in their lives that just, like, tell them, "Hey, you got to do this." And they're even, like, network for them. Like, every time I've had, like, an artist on the show that's, like, relatively successful, like, that's a common theme. And I think that's, like, super cool. So Shout out Evan, shout out Dom.
Shout out Dom, shout out, but also, like, Kenan, my boy Kenan and Ben, all three of them, those are my brothers, and they're the ones, like, alongside Dom, we all push each other to do stuff. Like, that's our whole, like, little group, and we all push each other to do stuff, and they all pushed me also, like, alongside with that. Those two also have been a big, big push for where I'm at today. Those are my brothers. And Evan, too, an affiliate, FTLA affiliate for sure. Has to be.
Evan FTLA.
Hell yeah.
He needs to change his handle.
You do need to change his handle.
So, like, tell me a little bit about, like, your family and then just how they've contributed to your growth as an artist and as a person, you know?
Yeah, man. I'm trying to, like, think about this in a way that won't take 4 hours to say. But, I think my mom and my sister for sure have been, like, a big, like, inspiration in terms of, like, why I do what I do. I mean, I just recently showed my mom, like, the two songs off the project. But before that, I hadn't really shown her anything because I was like, I don't really want to. I just want to, like, make sure it's, like, good before I bring it to her. Because she's like... I'm from Ethiopia, so she's like an African mom. She's not really, like, on the internet all that, doing all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'll show her something, and she's like, "Oh, wow, that's good." Like, it'll be a lot of those little quick comments. But they're not, like, super invested into what I'm doing, not because they don't care. I just don't really bring it up to them as much because I kind of don't want to get all, like, the politics and stress that comes along with that shit into their lives. But they don't really know it because I don't tell them enough, but they're definitely, like, super main reasons why I even, like, do a lot of what I do throughout the day is to just, you know, be there for them and be there, you know, because they was there for me. My sister, she's older than me, so I'm the youngest. And, you know, they've taken care of me my whole life. So it's kind of like, yeah, I'm trying to take what I'm good at, run with it, so then I can, you know, recuperate that for them too. So yeah, that's the role they play for me.
That's awesome, bro. And so from when you started, like, now, or from when you started to now, what would you say has been your, like, biggest improvement in your sound and just in your work in general?
Oh man, everything, bro. In this, like, last year, because I mean, it's quite literally been a year that I really, like, did this. Like, I've locked in, and from when I started to now is, like, a substantial, like, and I don't think I've really had enough time to sit down and like look back at everything that's happened, because it's just been back to back projects and like milestones and things happening that I've never really like gotten to like sit down and go, okay, what have I done? And like, what am I proud of? But there's so much, like, just in terms of like my music quality, like it's only been getting better. Every new song that I come with, or every other day that I go into the studio with Evan or wherever I'm at, it's like it just continuously improves. But also just like the levels that I'm like, or maybe better yet, like the steps that I've been able to skip, just off the like, I want to say the main thing is like really reaching out to people and like just being a genuine person can really get you far. And I think I've been able to skip a lot of steps, at least this is what I've been told by like Evan and some other people, that I've been able to really jump over a lot. Because I mean, the talent, whether, you know, obviously that's up to opinion, but the talent is there, and then all it really takes is just being like a genuine dude and like reaching out and networking to people, and that'll just get you opportunities just off of the love type of thing. So it's hard to like say how much better it's been, because there's nothing I can really compare it to, because this is all just, everything is just new to me. Like every mm-hmm. day I'm learning something new, and I'm like, okay, remember that, remember this, do that, do that, do this. And so yeah, I think I can only really talk in terms of like music, that it's just I've been able to improve just because of the people that are around me too. I'm around really talented people, and that just only makes you want to be better, at least for me. Seeing people do great things makes me want to be great too. So it's been a lot of that, and I'm blessed that I have that opportunity to be around and supported by like crazy talented people.
Yeah, I love that, like the healthy competition thing, like that. Yeah, that really like pushes people to be great. And I also like what you said about just being a genuine person, and how that really helps with networking, because that I know that from my own personal experience. Like early on, like when there was like basically no evidence I had anything, like, and I just reached out to people that had no business talking to me, and they ended up talking to me, and it ended up being good, and then just kind of like a pyramid effect sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was just, it just comes from just representing yourself well, and I noticed that in you, and that's like, I think that was a big draw to, you know, reaching out to you as well. It's just like, this guy seems like a really cool person who's really grateful for everything he gets, and that's going to take you really far, man.
Man, I mean, I'll tell you what, that's how I feel right now. When you hit me up, I was like, what? Like, you want to interview me? Like, I'm still not, still weird to me when people hit me up with stuff. I'm just like, are y'all serious? Or y'all just trying to be like, like, I don't know. It's still weird. I'm still trying to get used to that. But it's, I'm definitely, yeah, I'm super grateful, bro, for everything. How could you not be, in my opinion? It's just, when you come from, like, where I come from, it's like, things don't just happen for no reason. Like, obviously there's a reason, and you got to be grateful whenever you can. So yeah, man, always, always going to be thankful.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to, you know, just multiply the blessings for you, man. So I can't wait to see it in the next, you know, year, 2 years, 5 years. I can't wait to see where you go, man.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Truly.
Tell me about Nah, man. Tell me how that came about, what inspired the song, like, and how you ended up working with my guys, Nash and Liam, for the visual.
Shit. Well, I think, what was it? I think I was sick 1 week, and I was bored. I was in my bed, and I opened up GarageBand. I pretty much make all my demos on GarageBand on my phone, before I send them to Evan, and just be like, hey, does this sound dumb? But I was sick as shit, and I just found a beat, and I was like, I had nothing else better to do. So I recorded the demo in my bed. I still have it. It's super sick. I'm probably going to post it at some point just to have people make fun of it. But I sent that to Evan, and Evan was like, wow, this is cool. Even though I was sick, sometimes I think he just be saying shit to be nice to me, but I was like, okay, if he fucks with it, then I think it could be something cool. So we take it, we record it, and the original version didn't have that transition in there at all. That happened like last second, because I was like, I have found that instrumental, and I was like, wow, this is really tough. And I was like, I feel like this could be a cool like cut or like a transition for a song. And the original way I had it is, it was a transition on a completely different song, not at all. And I showed it to Evan, and Evan was like, that's a good cut. Doesn't make sense with this song. Let's move it somewhere else. And I was like, good point. So it took some weeks, but we had found its way to Nah. And when we had put it together, once the track was done, I immediately knew what a video would look like for it just off of the transition. So the first scene I ever thought of for the video was that day to night cut. That was the first thing. That was the whole inspiration for the whole video. Was I went to National Liam. I said, hey, y'all, look, I don't really know what this video is going to look like, but there's this one part in the middle of the song that I think will look crazy. And that's all it really took to convince them to be like, all right, bet, let's do this. So yeah, that's it was a super random ass, honestly, funny, crazy that it even happened. But that transition was basically the spark of the whole video. It's what got them hooked, I think. So,
and it ended up being, from their own words, not mine, their best video that they've ever done. So
yeah,
that was you.
Yeah, that's wild to hear, honestly. That's a super, super grateful for that. It was a fun experience. It was a super exhausting experience. I had never done a video before, so when we did that, I was like, it was 2 10-hour shoots back to back.
Oof.
I was like, God, people do this like casually?
So, yeah,
it was the funnest thing I've ever done, though, for sure. Like, I can't wait to do more. Like, it's an amazing thing. Like I said, like, I'm really into videography, so I was sitting there like geek the whole time, like watching Nash do stuff on the camera. And I'm just like, yo, how'd you do that? What's this? What does that mean? Because, yeah, like I said, I'm really into film, and like eventually at some point I want to like be more involved in like filming stuff. Like, I want to hella far in the line. I want to like be a part of like a movie at some point in some aspect. Like, I'm really into that kind of stuff. So it was hella cool to watch this experience and then be a part of it as well.
Yeah, no, that sounds amazing. They got guys like Cole Bennett who are like, oh yeah, I shot this on an iPhone in 18 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Like that. Like, that's insane. Like, I'd love to see that. Like, that's a whole different ballpark.
Mm-hmm. That's just like, he's on level 100, you know, and yeah. Everybody else is on like, you know, level 10 and under. But yeah, I mean, it's just like, you can get there with anything with enough time and practice. And I think even like musically, you know, you got like the Drakes and Kanye's and all that, just they're up here, but you can get there with enough time and repetition, you know what I mean? So it's just 100%. A process.
Yeah,
were you kind of surprised by the amount of love that song received, like, or was it just kind of natural for you?
Nah, not at all. Super. I was I saw that shit say 100 views. I was like, damn, like, it's like 100 people. And then, but what really blew it up, though, is we went to this film festival, and it was it's called Lexscope Screenings. It's like this thing that they hold every month at the Old Crocodile. And we had submitted the video, and we were going to just go and be like, you know, I wasn't expecting anything crazy, but we thought it would just be cool to have a bunch of people watch it as like the debut for it. So we go, and then we show it. And then they all, like, the big thing that came out from that was when the transition hit, like, everybody fucking lost their minds. And my boy Matt had gotten that on video. And then like a day later, I posted it on TikTok just to like put it on there, and that shit went crazy on there. I think right now it's at like 150,000 views or something. Ooh. It blew up on there. And then everybody from there transitioned to the YouTube, to my Instagram and everything. Like, everything shot up after that. So a lot of those views came from TikTok, and like it blew it up like crazy. So I have TikTok algorithm to thank for a lot of shit. Like, a lot of stuff.
Dude, that's special, though. Especially the reaction to that. And the, like, I saw the video of it, I think, on Instagram. Like, Citywide reposted it. And, bro, like, that seems so special. Just, like, everybody's reaction.
Incredible, bro. Like, I never seen nothing like that. So, I don't think I've really comprehended it yet. But, yeah, it was beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. We're actually going to be going to another film festival this weekend. It's a
festival.
Yeah, bro. So I'm hoping there's going to be some really cool ass people there too. So I'm really excited for that.
Oh, like the next week? So like this upcoming weekend?
Yeah, on the 8th of October. It's going to be a Lake Stevens Film Festival.
Ooh, so, okay.
Yeah, bro. It could be cool. Yeah, slide, bro. Honestly,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm trying to think, like, oh, am I doing anything that day? Yeah, dude, I'm trying to. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it, bro.
See how my work schedule's like. I'd love to come out.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, let's. What was the process like behind getting Ghetto Gospel together, and what was like the theme or the message of the EP?
Man, it was, God, that was a whole lot. Wait, did you say Ghetto Gospel or Sunset?
Yeah.
Oh,
The last EP.
Yeah, Ghetto
Was it
Sunset.
was Oh, Ghetto Sunset?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Well, no, here's the thing though. Here's the thing though. It's crazy that you said that, because that is that, like, on the low, there is something that I have. This is a super exclusive, bro. There might be something called that. And it's crazy that you
Oh,
said
really?
that, like, as a song. Yeah. It's like a file I have that's called that. So it's wild that you said that. It's kind of crazy.
The oh, did I? But that thing, I just messed up. I just thought that was the name of your EP, bro.
Oh, no, it's all good, bro. It's not a problem. But yeah, so you said, how did I come up with the theme for it?
Mm-hmm. Or just like kind of like what was the process behind it, and like what was the message?
Super long.
Or just process. It was just a collection of songs too. I mean, that's, you know,
it started trying that, to... it kind of started that way. It was like a lot of the songs on it, like Paid and Pride and what other one, I think Who Day, those are songs from like years ago. Like, okay, that sounds like it was a long time ago, probably like a year or two ago, that I did on GarageBand. It was actually during quarantine, like beginning of quarantine, when everybody was home and I was home. So I was, you know, not doing shit for a while. So I had a lot of my like, time to like songwrite. So, you know, songs like Pride and Paid, those were done a while ago on GarageBand. And then I brought those to Evan and he was like, those are special. We need to keep those for something. So we always had those away. But once we actually started to record and like think about, okay, we should work on a project, those were the first ones that we got done. And then Nah, Hideaway, debut, and the last song, Ghetto Sunset, all came along afterwards. But it was never like, I didn't go into working with him with the mindset of like, all right, let's immediately work on a project. All I really did was just like, for me, it was just the funnest thing to just go and like record and just make new songs. But then we got to the point where we were making so many that he was like, okay, I think we have enough here to like make something. And I was like, oh, you're right. Like, that's a good point. Maybe you can make a project. So it's like the whole theme behind it, I think it's ultimately, it's crazy. I've never really gotten to talk about this. It's, I think the whole like point behind it is to encapsulate like what, I think it's just like my, like growing, not growing up, but like, just this is me in the last couple of years, like kind of like where my mental's been at in terms of like just being in Linwood and like the experiences I've had and how I'm feeling and where I'm trying to go, I think is the best way to describe it. It's not, there is no like underlying theme of like, it's about this. It's kind of like,
right,
there a lot of those songs I just felt a way and I made them to express those feelings and then I moved on. So a lot of them is just like, this is how I was feeling in that point in time. And then this is where I want to be. And some of those songs, I talk about where I'm trying to get to. And then some songs are just talking about like, some of those songs are things that happened just in life, in my life growing up, just told through an artistic way type of thing. So yeah, it's a lot of that. It's a lot of feeling away and expressing it through music.
Oh yeah, I get that. Like sort of like how it's just more of a vibe than it is like a theme. That I should have probably worded it more that way. That's kind of just what I meant. Just like what was sort of the feel of that. And that makes sense, man. I can't wait to see where you go. And it's nice to hear like how you're feeling and everything and on the album. I get like the vibes really, you know, you can feel them. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, no, for sure.
What are you like most proud of about the project, and like what are you looking forward to bringing to the next one?
Oh, I think the biggest thing I'm proud of for it is it really, it's hard to, it's such a vague way to say it, but I think it really does like capture, like I really look at like the whole thing as like a time capsule of like, I listen to it and I immediately go back to like every moment in time. Like I listen to Who Day and I immediately remember like a lot of the things that I say in it, like the events that took place, and also like when I recorded it with Evan. Like it's for me, it's really like a big Like I listen to it and I'm like, I'm immediately taken back. And that's like, I think that's my favorite part about it, is that I can like resonate immediately. I mean, obviously I should, since I made this shit, but I mean, if for anybody else too, I would hope it'd be that, like they hear it and they immediately get taken back to like when they first heard it, maybe, you're like, it'll, you know how like you'll have a song that's connected to a, to an event that happened and you're like, you hear it and you immediately get taken back to that. Like, I hope that can be that for somebody.
Dude, absolutely. No, I was thinking about that earlier today, like how music is like so sensational that I could literally like bring you back to memories you would not have otherwise remembered.
Yeah, no, man.
Like, it's crazy. I was actually thinking about it in the context, like the quadratic formula. I have no idea what that is, but then like my algebra teacher made this super corny song for it, and that just stuck. I was like, what in the world? Like, how does that work?
Funky how to bring things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, just like bringing rhythm to something really does like bring back memories and bring emotions back like nothing else does.
No, 100%. It's crazy. And in terms of for future stuff, because I mean, this is a EP. It's not an album, but even though it says it's an album on Apple for whatever reason, it was just a collection of songs. But for like an album, like that is a whole different, like, I look at albums very much like they need to be concepts, and I don't know when I will be at the point where I'll know that I have a concept for it, but like I want to take those a little more serious, and I really want to make them as coherent as possible, because I think those are like even though this is a body of work, I feel like something like an album is really, it needs to be a lot more appreciated in terms of like what it's meant to be for like the artist. And I might just be fucking being OD about it, but I think it's something that I haven't like even begin to thought about or think about yet. But I know when it does hit me that I'm gonna have to immediately start on it. So whenever that does happen, it'll be a really fun thing to do. And I'm excited to do it. And I think I have some things in the vault that could be potentially something that could be on an album, but I'm always making stuff, so it could always change. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for future ventures for sure.
Absolutely. And I agree with you. Like, I think the album can kind of be a dying art in that way, because it's like artists don't really take the time to like really make a comprehensive like theme and really structure it out. Like, you notice the big artists, they don't drop albums like every month. Like, they wait like 2-3 years, annoy the fan base.
Yeah. What's that? I couldn't imagine trying to drop an album, like something that's just like amazing, like in terms of everything, every couple months. Like, that doesn't seem realistic at all.
No.
You just drop a bunch of songs. Like, that's not a problem. Just drop songs that all sound somewhat alike and call it a tape. Like, it's just, that's fine. And I'm fine with that too. That's not a problem either.
But that's the difference there. Yeah, I totally agree. Like, that's like the difference between like a tape and like an album. An album needs to be like really thought out and take a long time, versus a tape, you can just kind of do that whenever.
Yeah, for sure.
What's your dream collaboration? Like, who's your favorite artist that you would like love to have on your?
God, I got a whole list on my notes of artists that I want to work with. You want to hear them?
yeah, dude.
Where is this, bro? I don't remember how many people I got on here. Oh, Jesus. Not that many people. I think, okay, well, I mean, these are in no order at all, but I think some people that'd be cool to work with is, well, like, these are all like mainstream also. These aren't like local artists. But,
oh, right. No, I get you. That's kind of what I meant. It was just like, you know, looking towards the future, like, who would you want to work with mainstream?
Yeah, I think, Don Toliver would be like somebody that, ooh, I would. Yeah, Don. There's a dude named Westside Boogie. I don't know if you know who that is.
But I've definitely heard that name though.
Yeah, he's fucking amazing. I love his work. I got Kendrick on here. That'd be great. That'd be an amazing thing. J.I.D. I got Drake on here, Lil Baby, Future, SZA. Rapper, not too well known, but his name's Royce the 5'9", super talented lyricist.
Oh, I know Royce, yeah.
I love Royce, bro. I got Cole on here. This list is all over the place. I got like Annalee Chopper on here. I think that'd be fun. Like, got Roddy Ricch. Love YG. I'd love to do something with YG.
Oh my goodness, yes, dude. I had a whole YG phase.
Oh, I love YG, man. That boy's hard as hell. I got Thundercat on here. Thundercat, I think I would want to just like make an instrumental with him, and I don't even need to talk on it. Like, I would just love to hear him play instruments. I'd be fine with that. Travis Scott would be somebody cool. I got Young Thug on here, but you know, if he gets out eventually. I got Polo G on here. This is a left turn. I got Tame Impala on here. My homegirl.
Oh, whoa.
Impala, yeah, they crazy. I'd love to do something with Tame. That'd be fire. Super superstar, but Beyonce's on here. I don't know the likelihood of that one, but Beyonce would be cool. Another couple of West Coast artists. I got Mozzie on here. I got Blast. Mm-hmm. Got into him a little recently. He's really talented, so that'd be cool. IDK would be really fun. And last person on here is Frank Ocean.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's so. A nice list. Tame Impala definitely threw me off, but like,
yeah, man.
No, that's pretty cool.
I got a wonky music taste, bro. I'm all over the place.
Those are the best kinds of music taste, man. Honestly, like,
yeah, brother.
I can kind of relate to that. Like, I like sometimes I'll be in like a country mood. Sometimes I'll be in like an EDM dubstep mood. Sometimes I'll be in like different kinds of hip hop, like rage rap or something like that. You know, all kinds of different stuff.
Yeah,
dude, that's cool to see that all the different variety. And I could totally hear like J. Cole or somebody like that. I always thought he's like, huh, he would sound cool with like Dreamville or something like that. But
yeah, man, that'd be the dream. No, not fuck, no pun intended, but that'd be the dream for sure.
Mm-hmm. And but when you said Don Toliver too, I was like, that would be crazy.
Man, his voice is ridiculous.
It's absolutely
ridiculous.
Oh yeah. Where do you see yourself going in the next 5 years? Like, what do you wish to like kind of achieve in that period?
That's a great question. 5 years, a long time. You know, I think I never really think that far ahead for stuff, to be honest. I didn't even know where I was a year ago. I very much was just, I'm very much in the moment type of person, but for things that I would like to have in the next 5 years, I think having pretty much just a substantial like increase in like where I'm at in terms of like just like my standpoint in music in terms of like fans and, you know, just my following and everything, like that'd be pretty sure that's every artist's like goal. But also just kind of like finding some stability in like life would be pretty cool too. I think that's something that I would really appreciate more than like anything, is just being like I'm cool, like I'm comfortable where I'm at. Because that's really what I look for more than anything, is just kind of like making sure I'm good, the family's good, my homies are good, and then everything else is kind of whatever at that point. But I'm hoping to have maybe probably a couple of albums, maybe like two done in the next 5 years. Realistically, I'm really hoping I can work with some of those people on that name or that list. That'd be great. I want to do some festivals, like really big festivals, like Lala would be great, or like,
ooh, yeah,
any of them would be fantastic. I'm hoping for a lot of that. I'm a hopeful guy, so I'm hoping that a lot of those can come to fruition. But yeah, like I said, I really don't, other than just now when you ask me, I never really think about that stuff, because it's like I could always, you know, try to come up with the dream scenario, but you know, you never know till you're there. So I kind of try to focus on now and just make sure I can make it count for, you know, the time that I got.
Absolutely. No, that's really fair to say that, because I mean, frankly, I don't think that far ahead either. But and I wasn't, yeah, I didn't expect you to have it all mapped out, but yeah, no, that's super cool. I thought it was really mature that you said stability. Like, I just like kind of took it to that level, because honestly, that is more important than anything. So you can accomplish the whole world, and if you don't have stability in your life and your relationships, it doesn't matter. So
yeah,
that was a really like thoughtful answer, honestly.
Thank you, bro.
So where can people follow you and support you on your journey?
Man, I'm on everything so far is Yonny FTLA, Yonny FTLA. I'm trying to get my Instagram changed to just the Yonny, but there's some dude that hasn't been on their account since 2010 that has my name for some reason. So I'm in the middle of that right now. But yeah, I'm on Instagram and on TikTok. I have a very up and rising Twitter. That's not going to see a lot of numbers a lot. But YouTube is, yeah, it's all under Yonny. You can really just type my name with a song that I've made and you'll probably find me. So yeah, that's my locations.
Awesome. Yeah, and I'll have all those socials linked in the bio or linked in the transcription of this episode. Y'all need to go follow him, like, honestly. And I just wanted to, you know, acknowledge you for your time and for coming out here and, you know, working through it with me and, you know, just getting on here, man. I love what you do. Like, genuinely wouldn't have reached out if I didn't, like, and I can't, I like, if people will check you out, man, like, they will not be disappointed. I guarantee anybody who's listening, honestly.
Man, I appreciate anything, bro. Even if I get one new listener from this, it's not a problem. That's one new ear, bro. That's one new person that hadn't heard me before. So I thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate you even thinking it'd be worth to come hit me up. So yeah, I'm grateful, bro. Thank you so much.
Of course. I got one last question for you, but my podcast is called Cutting Edge. And so my question for you, I ask this at the end of every interview, what makes Yonny cutting edge? And basically what I'm asking there is, what makes you different than the probably millions of other artists out there that are trying to do what you're trying to do?
Man, you want me to be honest?
Yeah, that would be great.
I think the best way I can say this without trying to sound like I'm trying to be hella smart is, like, I am not too different from other artists, because at the end of the day, we're all making music. I mean, it's all under the same umbrella, but what makes me different is, like, what I can bring in terms of, like, what I talk about, what your relatability is in your life with what I say, is what'll ultimately make you, you know, a fan of what I'm doing. So at the end of the day, regardless of what I could say I do differently, I think ultimately it's however the listener can, like, relate, I think, is the best way. And I think ultimately that's how you kind of look at all music, is how you can relate to the artist. And yeah, the best way I could say it is, yeah, just, I think I'm very relatable in terms of I'm not up here acting like a superstar, because I'm not there yet. I ain't delusional. I'm not there yet. But, you know, even if I do
one day,
I got people with me that keep me grounded and keep me humble. So I think I'm always going to be that, you know, just the kid from, you know, down the street. Everybody knows him. He just got a little buzz now, but, you know, I'm still reachable. You can still talk to me, type thing. Like, it's always going to stay that way. So yeah, that's why you should listen to my project right now. Go stream that shit right now. Check me out.
Ghetto Sunset. Ghetto Sunset, not Ghetto Gospel. Everybody listen to that.
Yeah, for sure, bro. Yeah, Ghetto Sunset, man. Finally happened.
Yeah, thank you so much, man. I love the conversation. You're a very thoughtful individual, too. So thank you so much for your time and for sharing your insights with us today.
Yeah, of course, man. Anytime, bro. I appreciate you.
Of course. I appreciate you, too, man. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too, bro.
Hey, guys. For those of you who made it this far, I want to thank you again for listening. Yonny is truly one of the biggest and most important rising names in the Seattle scene right now. I'm a huge fan of his music, and I promise if you check him out, you will not be disappointed. So please go check out the resources in the transcription of this episode to go find his music. I promise, like I said, you will not be disappointed. And if you want to follow this podcast, it's going to be at Cutting Edge IG on Instagram. That's at CUTTINGEDGEIG. And my personal Instagram is at Landon _ Sturdivant. That's at LANDON _ STURDEVANT. And my email is LTSturdivant@yahoo.com. That's LTSturdevant@yahoo.com. Thanks again for listening, guys, and I will see you on the next one.